1-0 pitch to Moreland. That's driven up the gap into right center field, heading for the wall. It is up, and it is gone into the first deck. Mitch Moreland has just hit his 13th home run, and Texas out in front 2-0 here in the second.
First home run Mitch Moreland has ever hit off a left-hander in the regular season, and that's the play of the game brought to you by Speed Boost from Rogers. Hello, Speed Boost. Goodbye waiting another first, only from Rogers, that came in the second inning, and that was the only blemish on Brad Mills' mark today. Seven innings, gave up two runs on that two-run homer on six hits, two walks, five strikeouts, and takes the loss because the Blue Jays could not do a thing against Eric Holland, who thoroughly dominated them this afternoon in just a fantastic performance. I'm Mike Wilner. This is the Jays Talk. We're taking your phone calls at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Just to the top of the hour, so get those calls in quick if you want to make it on. We're going to start out in Lumsden, Saskatchewan with Barry. Welcome to the Jays Talk.
Oh, hi, thanks.
Go ahead.
Anyway, yes. You know, with Yunel Escobar,
yep.
The more as talented a ball player as he is, the great arm, great range at short, I'm beginning to see why Bobby Cox had enough of him in Atlanta. Like, he is a bit of a head case, and he has a habit of being lackadaisical and lazy at times, and today he lost his temper. And from what I can hear, I didn't see the game, but from what Alan Ashby explained, he was dogging it down the first baseline.
Yes, he was.
Now, if I was, I don't know how much of a disciplinarian John Farrell is, but if I was John Farrell, I'd be taking him into the office and chewing him a new rear end and reminding him that as talented as he is, that does not mean he's immune from being expendable. And if you're going to play in the major leagues, you're going to hustle at all times and you're going to do as you're told. And also, he's hurting his teammates by being, he's a good hitter. And he's being tossed out of a game. And having said that, the way Holland was pitching, I don't think it would have mattered. But you cannot hurt your team that way. He's got to learn that the team comes first, and he's got to learn to keep his cool under control. And I'd like you to comment on what I just said. And also, to end it, I'd like to see how Dustin McGowan's coming along. I'll hang up and I'll listen to your comment, Mike. Thank you.
All right. I agree with you to an extent. I think that Escobar's got to know better than to allow himself to be thrown out in that situation. And I don't think he can argue whether or not the first baseman's foot was off the bag if he's dogging it down the line like that. The truth of the matter is, if Escobar had been running the ball out, period, running hard, he would have beaten the throw anyway and it wouldn't have mattered whether or not Michael Young had kept his foot on the bag. Maybe that's what he was so upset about, but it is the first time he's been ejected. I don't think the drill sergeant tactics work anymore. I don't think you can bring a guy into your office and tear a strip off of him. And I don't think you need to expect more from Yunel Escobar than you expect from anybody else on your team. Jose Bautista hit a pop fly to first base in the first inning and did not run it out. Michael Young dropped the ball and Bautista was able to be safe at first, but had he been running the ball out, he would have made it to second. Again, the way Holland was pitching, it might not have mattered, but you can't hold Escobar to a different standard that you hold everybody else to. It really does, though, for some reason, I don't know why with him, for me anyway, it really does stick out how rarely he runs out of ground ball and how lazy he is going down to first base. But you know what? All the other stuff he's doing means he's not expendable. You have a shortstop who's playing defense the way he does, who's hitting over 300, who's got an on-base percentage close to 400. You take the bad with the good. Pete is in Trenton. Hey, Pete.
Hi, Mike. Pleasure to be on again. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for calling again.
Just was wondering how you thought next year was going to play out with the... Now, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe you can inform the listeners how the realignment of the divisions and the playoff format is going to go.
I don't think there's going to be any realignment next year.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's going to be the year after. I think there's going to be an extra playoff team next year, but I don't think the realignment is going to happen for a couple of years.
Oh, okay. The last question I have for you is, do you think the Jays are going to make any movements before the... before the trade deadline, and if so, who do you think the top priority is, and who do you think they might be going to reach for?
I have no idea. It would not surprise me if they made another trade before the deadline, and the deadline is 24 hours and 10 minutes away. I it wouldn't surprise me if Brad Mills was a piece of a deal, especially given the way he pitched today. It wouldn't surprise me if Edwin Encarnacion played the field to give scouts a little bit of a look at him on the infield, since he's only been DHing for the last little while. But I don't know. The fact that we really haven't heard anything except for Ubaldo Jimenez, and I don't think the Blue Jays are going to acquire Ubaldo Jimenez. The fact that we really haven't heard anything else says to me, yeah, they might be doing something. Because when you don't hear stuff, that's when Alex Anthopoulos is making his moves.
That's correct. Usually that's what you do see. Okay, thanks for taking my call. I look forward to the game tomorrow.
All right, thank you. And it's going to be a great game tomorrow, one hopes. Roberto Alomar Day. It's definitely going to be a great day at the ballpark. Hopefully the game will live up to it. Brandon Morrow against C.J. Wilson, and it probably will. The rubber match of this series. And the Blue Jays looking to take the season series from Texas. Is that right? They were 4-3. Yeah, they're 5-4 against the Rangers. So they're looking to take the season series with a win tomorrow. Roger is in Brampton. Roger, you're on the Jays talk.
Hi, mate.
Hello.
Like what I saw in Brad Mills, looks like pitching at the high level is pretty good and pretty deep with the Jays. I was wondering if you've heard much about a Texas prospect in Profar, Profar, I think.
Yeah, he's a young shortstop. Yep, Jurickson Profar.
Is he an untouchable with them? And do you think something like, I'm not even suggesting it, but I'm just wondering what his value might be. Maybe like an Encarnacion and a Francisco?
No, I think that gets you hung up on in a real hurry. Jurickson Profar is one of the top prospects in all of baseball.
Okay.
So you're going to have to give up the farm to get him.
Okay.
Yeah, and Edwin Encarnacion and Frank Francisco do not count as part of the farm.
Fair enough.
Okay. Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it. And it was a great outing from Brad Mills. But again, it was one outing, 7 innings. You can take about as much from that as you can take from the fact that Colby Rasmus is 0 for 11. Peter in St. or 0 for 12, pardon me. Peter in St. Catharines.
Yes, Mike. I just want to ask about the outfield and how it's going to play out for pretty much the rest of the year. And that's assuming Brett Laurie will be with the team, that it'll be left field will be a combination of Snyder, Thames, and Davis, Rasmus in center, and Batista in right.
Yes.
Is that how it's going to work out until if we see Brett Laurie? And there's still no guarantee of that, is there?
Yeah, no, I think we'll see Brett Laurie very soon.
Yeah.
And I think the barring any trades, that's how it's going to pan out, except
right.
Thames will be doing a lot of DHing.
Yep. And just want to say, it should be a fun day tomorrow. It's going to be, hopefully, it'll be a good ceremony, which I know it will be. And then hopefully Brandon Morrow pitches well and the Jays win.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Appreciate the call. Yeah, and tomorrow the ceremonies are going to start around 1, but they're going to start playing a video at 12:29. Of the Roberto Alomar journey to Cooperstown, which is worth coming in here and taking a look at the Jays Vision scoreboard. John Farrell met with the media after the game. We will hear from him on the other side of this. A 3-0 win for the Texas Rangers. It's a Honda postgame show on the Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here at Rogers Center, the Blue Jays just got plain thumped today. The Texas Rangers beat them 2-1. Well, I mean, 3-0. Maybe not thumped. Dominated by Derek Holland. They really only got one hit. Jose Bautista's single in the shortstop third base hole. That came in the sixth inning. Bautista had singled earlier on a pop-up to first base that was lost in the sun. John McDonald had a bunt single. J.P.R. and Sevilla had an infield single, on which shortstop Omar Quintanilla threw wild. Those were the Jays' four hits. Only one of them legit. Derek Holland was just that good today. And the Jays down 3-0. And it's too bad because it does take a shine off what was a very, very good performance by Brad Mills. Granted, it wasn't a Rangers team that was at full strength. There was no Nelson Cruz, no Adrian Beltre, no Josh Hamilton for Brad Mills to worry about. Still a good team, though, and Brad Mills still pitched awfully well in his first big league start of the season. Let's listen to the manager, John Farrell, and his post-game thoughts.
Today, I thought Brad threw the ball very well. Seven innings of two runs, with the exception of the one pitch to Moreland, he more than did his job. Certainly gave us an opportunity to not only stay in the game, but to win it. But the way Holland pitched today, he stayed out of the middle plate, and we ran into a very good pitching performance on his part. But we had a couple opportunities in the first and second inning, couldn't cash in. Any ball that we seemingly hit hard was deflected off of his glove, and you have to tip your hat to the outing that he had today against us. But once again, I thought Brad Mills threw the ball very good here today.
John, Brad tossed 117 pitches, and you let him finish off the seventh. How important was that, do you think, for him, his confidence to get out of that seventh inning himself?
Well, given where he had taken us throughout the course of the day, deep into the game, I wanted to give him an opportunity to have one more shot at our offense, to give him an opportunity to win it. Kinsler obviously has got a lot of power, and with Quintanilla on deck, I thought it was an opportunity for him to get the final out. That would have been his last hitter regardless, but once again, he did his job for sure today.
John, did you think Holland was that good today, or was there something else that you would have liked to see from your players when they were up at the plate?
When you get a left-hander throwing three pitches for strikes, who's still 95, 96 in the ninth, he's very good.
He was very good. Very good, Derek Holland was today. And as a result, the Blue Jays and the Texas Rangers are playing a rubber match in this series tomorrow afternoon, and we will have it for you, and it is going to be a big day tomorrow. If you're going to come to one game this season, this is the game to which you ought to, I don't know, do I need to say come again there? I'm not sure. This is the game to which you ought, or something, because it's Roberto Alomar Day. They are going to retire Roberto Alomar's number 12. They will fete him on the field. Lots of former Blue Jays will be here, and some of his former teammates from other clubs as well. You're going to want to get here early, around 12:30, for the beginning of the festivities, and we will have a lot of those festivities for you here as well on the broadcast. So if you can't get here, tune us in. You've been listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Rogers, a proud partner of the Toronto Blue Jays. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. 3-0, the Texas Rangers get the win today. The rubber match tomorrow. We're on at 12:30 for a 107 first pitch. It'll be Brandon Morrow, 7-5, against lefty C.J. Wilson, who is 10-4. For Jerry Howard, Alan Ashby, Tom Young, Joe Sicilia, Joel McFadden, I'm Mike Wilner. Good afternoon from Rogers Center.